www.thebrainfarm.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. And those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their website, and we do it for free at freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about tonight, as always. But there is one topic that was a little unexpected.
Pressing issue.
Yeah, something that we need to nip in the butt at this point. Get it out of the way. Get it taken care of. It came up over the weekend. I didn't even know about it until this morning.
Same here.
When Johnson sent me a link to the relevant website thread.
Well, we have a message board on our site, and it is it's huge. It's ponderous. What 180,000 posts. So the idea that we could keep up and monitor all those posts
is impossible.
It's impossible. And you attempt to. I don't make any effort at all. I don't, you know, I don't like message boards.
At this point, I had to catch up today because I haven't done a good message board catch up in over a month's time, and I had something like 65 pages of unread posts to go through. And
that's so a lot of darn posts.
At this
posts.
Point, all I can do is sort of scan the titles and see if something interests me, and if so, then go and look at it, just because it's gotten so crazy. But I was directed to one particular post today. And,
as was I.
And it was that post that we sort of expected to see one of these days.
At some point.
It was either going to come in the form of a post or as a random phone call to the show. Probably better that it came as a post,
okay.
As opposed to just an unexpected phone call. But it has to do with, well, one of the unspoken secrets of Free Talk Live up until this point.
Right. I mean, you know, everybody who listens to the show doesn't know everything about the hosts. And, you know, I think that that's true for everybody.
I mean, it's true for most talk radio.
It's true for most talk radio, and it's true for most people. People don't go, you know, gallivanting around telling everybody their deep, dark secrets and stuff that they believe is private and things like that. And thank God, I don't want to hear all that crap from people.
Sure.
You know, I really don't need to know how many abortions you had, lady. Thanks.
Well, I mean, and Free Talk Live's a show about the callers. We focus on what you want to talk about. And
the hosts.
It's not really the show about the history and the past of Mark.
And it would run out of information relatively quickly. I think I could do a show on my my history, and maybe it would last a week tops. It with everybody asking questions as the listenership quickly dwindled.
Sure.
I mean.
So basically, what happened was someone showed up on the bulletin board system. We still aren't sure who this individual is.
No.
We aren't really positive. If he is who he claims to be, but that's irrelevant.
Right.
The relevant factor is that he essentially outed you for where you spent 9 years of your life.
Yeah, I did.
He first hinted at it, and he tried to get the listeners on the board to sort of figure it out. And eventually it was figured out. Eventually someone did the digging and discovered that Mark Edge is a truncated version of your name.
Mm-hmm.
And that...
What a surprise. Somebody on the radio has a fake name. You know, it's pretty common that people have on-air names.
Yeah.
I don't think talk show hosts, it's quite as common.
I don't think they wanted to believe it at first. You could see the listeners essentially, they were in shock. They couldn't believe it was denial, of course, the most common human response that someone that they've come to like and care about to some extent as a favorite talk show host could have spent 9 years in prison on a murder charge.
Yeah, that's what happened. When I was 17 years old, I wasn't the person that I am today. You know, I wasn't either. I can't imagine anybody that who's not 17 who could say that, make that statement, that, and it would be, you know, true or untrue.
I think if you were like you were when you were 17, I wouldn't be able to stand you.
No, well, that much is true.
Little
you know,
brat.
I did some bad things. I burglarized places.
You did?
I
didn't even know that.
Yeah, well, I mean, why would you... Why would I?
Sure.
You know, I mean, I can.
Why wear it on your sleeve?
Silly kid stuff. I didn't go in. You know, I wasn't like a professional burglar or anything
like that.
But I remember in one particular place, some lady didn't live there. Or she had died. And so we went in and looked around her house. And
I see.
I may have taken a small item or two. I certainly didn't have a problem with stealing things at that point.
Gotcha.
many 17-year-olds learn lessons about stealing. I broke into a car once and took some stuff. I did a lot of drugs, a whole lot of drugs. And I got messed up with a guy who, you know,
was even badder than you.
Yeah, a lot worse. And I can't discuss the specifics of what happened in my particular case.
Now, why is that? Because someone's going to immediately jump on you and say, well, what are you trying to hide? Why can't you? I mean, you talk about everything else on Free Talk Live. Why not?
Okay, let me read the... Now, remember, Free Talk Live is broadcast in many, many markets.
Mm-hmm.
We're in, you know, in several different states, and then, you know, obviously our podcast, so people could claim we're in all 50 states. So we're subject to laws in those states. We're also subject to the laws of the state we're in. And let me read from the Florida statutes here. It says, a lien prior in dignity to all others shall exist in favor of the state upon royalties. The state, not the victim. Upon royalties, commissions, proceeds of sale, or any other thing of value payable to or according to a convicted felon or person on his or her behalf, including any person to whom the proceeds may be transferred or assigned by gift. I love legalese.
Yeah, I was gonna
or
ask
otherwise.
You what that all means.
From a literary, cinematic, or other account of the crime for which he or she was convicted. I cannot account this crime on the air or otherwise. I make money on Free Talk Live. You make money on Free Talk Live. I cannot and will not jeopardize that.
So somebody could essentially say that by
they will
pointing
immediately
out, by pointing out what happened in the hotel room.
If I give an account of my crime, then I will be subject to what is essentially called the Son of Sam laws.
If you make money off of the account. I mean, isn't it bit of a stretch to say that?
No, it's not a bit of a stretch. There's going to be commercials coming up in the next break, and we're going to be paid for those commercials, Ian.
I see.
Sorry, the content of this show is what I, you know, the stuff that the words that are coming out of my mouth.
So what you can't talk about what actually happened.
That's
as
right.
Far as the commission of the crime that you were jailed
and
for.
And I don't particularly want to, you know, in all honesty. It happened when I was 17 years old. I'm 36 next month.
You made some bad choices.
Yeah, this was almost 19 years ago. It's a lifetime ago. I've lived longer than I had at that point. And I've learned a lot of things. Now, I did some bad stuff, and there, you know, a guy died. I did not kill him. I swear, it didn't happen. But, you know, I was there.
But you went to jail for it.
I did go to jail. I went to jail for that because I had told so many lies up to that point. The cops wouldn't believe a word that I said.
Mm.
You know, I tried to lie to protect my co-defendant, and then I tried to lie to protect myself, and I just told lie after lie after lie. By the time I'm ready to tell the truth, nobody wants to hear it.
Mm.
And, you know, if you follow the money in this circumstance, I had a co-defendant, the guy who did this, a guy who signed a sworn statement that said he did it. He did that after the trial because I was taking it back to trial. But, you know, I mean, and everybody says, you know, I pled out. I did plead out. I pled out because I was essentially being offered a sentence that would, you know, allow me to do 4 years in prison and get out and not have to deal with all this nonsense. And I was scared.
How did it go from 4 to 9?
Well, they changed the system on me in mid-flow. They changed the game time system in Florida, and it caused me to do significantly more.
Wow.
I was finally released from a ruling for the Florida Supreme Court on, game time specifically. So,
so not everything that is being said in the message thread on the bulletin board system is true.
It is not true. I'm not going to go into the details of it. It gets ugly. It's ugly.
Sure.
And,
somebody died violently.
And, I feel remorse for that.
The guy who did it, though, can we talk about the guy who did it? He's back in jail.
We can talk about
that's public.
We can talk about that information. We can't talk about what I did. I cannot talk about my story.
He's back in jail for allegedly molesting children,
mm-hmm.
and you're out making a good life for yourself. Mm-hmm. You've been out since 1998, and you've been a great guy to work with. You've definitely turned your life
right.
around in that
time. If I'm a bad guy, if I'm a killer, where's the trail of bodies? You know, why are you still alive? I've been mad at you plenty of times.
I haven't seen your cat in a little while.
Well, Senior Gauchy Pants is just fine. He was giving me all kinds of trouble this morning.
So there you go. So if you've ever wondered why it was that Mark seemed to know so much about the inside workings of the jail system.
Because I was inside the jail system working.
For 9 years. And now you know. 1-800-259-9231, and now one of the show secrets is out of the bag.
Yeah,
one of those things we were holding for a $10,000 amp. But there's at least one more. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Board up. We got spots.
He's so shocked.
I think he is.
Good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. There's that clicking noise again. If it sounds like Riverdance is performing under your hood, you could be in for some expensive repairs. I'll be back in a snap and tell you all about it.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com. BG.
That click-click isn't Riverdance, but it could be a malfunctioning tappet. Like doors open and close, letting people into a club, tappets open and close, letting air into your engine's cylinders. To move efficiently, tappets use engine oil for lubrication, and there's the potential problem. Debris in contaminated oil not only causes tappets to click, it also piggybacks with the oil into all engine parts. Bottom line, expensive repairs. So before you hear your dollars clicking away, schedule oil changes regularly. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version for your listening convenience at freetalklive.com. Plus, if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, well, SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. Sickles employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. Sickles CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. Talking about the cat that was let out of the bag over the weekend, it was something that, had we had our druthers, Mark, I think we would have preferred to wait a couple more years and then just sort of come out of the closet on it on our own. But it didn't work that way.
It did not. And, you know, you don't always get your druthers in this life.
No. Nope.
That's the way that goes.
And it was something that it was inevitable, something that would have happened eventually. And I think that some of our listeners who have spent time in the pokey, whether it be jail or the prison system, because there is a difference. But some of our listeners who have spent time there, and I'm not one of them, would have probably already been able to tell that you spent 9 years of your life there.
Because of my foreknowledge
you just have so much knowledge about the system, and you insert sayings about jail and prison that really only someone who's been on the inside, I think, would know. So I think we probably had some listeners that at some level already knew this. But now it's been confirmed.
Oh, we had a lot of listeners that already knew this. They just kept their mouths shut. But now they don't. Now some haven't, or one hasn't. I guess what I want to say is I am not abdicating culpability. I'm not saying that I'm in no way responsible. I am. And I did 9 years for a murder charge. It's... You can't say, I didn't do my time. I did it. I satisfied the state. And, you know, I'm ready to move on and get a new life. Also, I am saying I didn't kill anybody. I had a co-defendant, and I think if you follow the money in this particular circumstance, you'll find out that's where it leads. You know, I can tell you that there was an embezzlement that my co-defendant worked for the victim.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't work for him. I didn't know him from Adam.
You were just sort of brought along.
Right. You know, the best thing I can come up with is moral support. And
it turned into something that you didn't expect.
And I was there on, pretenses I did not understand. I didn't understand why I was there. I thought it was something entirely different. I'm not saying I wasn't I'm not responsible. I'm not saying I wasn't there. I'm saying that I didn't do it. If you look into this, you'll find that people benefited. And one of them wasn't me.
So this may be one of the reasons why you've been so, over the years, you've been so adamant about innocent people being thrown into to jail. You weren't necessarily innocent per se, but you...
No. I wouldn't call myself innocent. And I'll tell you, this is what I like the least about this. It's uncomfortable for me doing this right now, as you can imagine. But what I like the least about this is now, whenever I talk about the death penalty, people's vision's going to be clouded. They're going to say, oh, well... He's a convicted murderer. Of course he doesn't believe in the death penalty. But I believed in the death penalty for a very, very long time. I believed if you killed somebody, that the only way you could pay for that was to die.
Mm.
Well,
what changed?
What changed is, actually, I read the John Grisham book, The Chamber. It pointed out some points of view on the subject that I hadn't thought of, and showed me that, well, innocent people are sometimes executed too.
Mm-hmm.
And you're never, never 100% sure. If somebody confesses to something, why did they confess? You know, there's all kinds of things into that. I mean, maybe they made a confession to somebody who turned them in, and the confession was meant to scare that person or impress that person with their, with their abilities or whatever. I mean, who knows why they do what they do? So you can never be 100% sure, even with a confession. Some people are just nuts and they confess. So. I that's what I regret the most about this, is that from here on out, anything I say about the death penalty is now coming from the lips of a convicted killer. So of course they don't believe. So of course he doesn't believe in the death penalty. Well, I can back it up.
Well,
with
anybody
facts.
That's going to make that statement anyway isn't going to be somebody who would have been really easily persuadable.
They wouldn't have been persuadable at all. So
they would have been one of those who is emotionally invested in the idea of the death penalty. And if you're emotionally invested, it's hard to make any sort of salient points with people like that.
Right.
All right. So
one last thing I wanted to say about it is I did 9 years in prison. In that 9 years, I participated in the Operation Turnaround program. I spoke to literally hundreds and hundreds of young people who were destined, designated by the courts to, like, in likelihood, they would go to prison in the future.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of the scared straight, except I didn't steal anybody's shoes.
Okay.
You know, there was none of that.
Curse at them and yell?
No, that wasn't the purpose of the program. The program was informational.
I see.
And meant to show them the shocking place that is prison, and then to talk to an articulate prisoner who could give them an idea of what life would be like.
Gotcha.
So that they could make an informed decision about what they wanted to do with their life. I would think that among those hundreds, and not to mention just those boys, but I also talked to college classes that came through.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to women's voter groups. I talked to disabled American veterans. I talked to correctional officer groups that were touring. This would be their first meeting of an inmate. I did the public speaking on behalf of the inmates for the prison.
Gotcha.
And I would like to think of all those hundreds and hundreds of young, mostly men, people that I spoke to that were supposedly destined for prison. I mean, I can't say, and the courts can't say. But
well, they've gotten into trouble.
They had gotten into trouble, right?
Again, probably.
I would think that I would like to think that I prevented some crimes. Like, I talked to those guys. I made an impression. I've made impressions on people on this show. People write us emails and they say, Free Talk Live has changed the way I think.
Sure.
I hope that I changed the way some of those young men thought. And I hope that that goes some distance in, making recompense for what I've done.
Obviously, nothing can ever bring the individual back, but I think that you've really gone over and above the call of duty,
right.
Certainly more so than many others do.
Yeah,
they saw that, and that's why you were let out when you were let out, as opposed to 27
years later. I can't honestly say if I wasn't in that hotel room where I was when this occurred, I can't say if I wasn't there that it wouldn't have occurred, because
right.
I don't know. You know, the what ifs are so
that's
difficult to say a what if. I mean, if I would have not been available, would somebody else have been brought along for moral support? Would he have done it on his own? All these questions.
Right.
You know, it's horrendous, but
what happened.
Right.
It's unfortunate, and we all make mistakes when we're younger. Yours just happened to be a little bit more serious than some other people's.
Right. I mean, think of if people would think about it for a minute. Think about unprotected sex for a second. Here's a dangerous, dangerous thing that people do all the time. What if every girl that I had sex with got pregnant? Or what if I had gotten AIDS and spread it around before I knew? I mean, people regret things that happen when they're younger. They regret things they did, and I think that they should be able to move on.
I don't think it's I don't want to make it sound like I'm minimizing what happened as, oh, it's just a
childish. But you've known it
mistake.
For years and years.
Oh, it's just a childish mistake. But more on the way. This is your show, 800-259-9231. Kayleen wants to talk to you from Massachusetts.
Okay.
Your calls as well about anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Shelly, you look Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
What's your liberty issue? The right to bear arms? Register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Panelists include pro-Second Amendment New Hampshire state representatives and gun organizations, as well as Bill Westmiller, National Chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus. Visit freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum to sign up today for the Liberty Forum.
800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Kayleen in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Kayleen.
Hello, you sexy guys.
Hey, Kayleen.
Hi. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mark. I just want you to know, whatever happened, I'm sure you made a mistake, but you paid for it, and it's none of my business, but you're a great guy, and I love you. And that's all I wanted to say.
Thanks, Kayleen. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And you know what? I think that you're probably going to find a lot more support from our listenership than anything else. And if some people want to get uppity about this, then screw them.
You know, it's cost me potential jobs, like I've not been hired as a result of being a convicted felon, but it, to the best of my knowledge, has never cost me a potential girlfriend.
Really?
Interestingly, people are...
Well, they do like the bad boys.
I don't know that I am going to make that particular generalization, but I am going to say that, you know, my life speaks for itself. I'm successful and things work because...
Your adult life.
Yeah, my adult life. You know, things are different for me. I've learned lessons from prison, and I don't intend to repeat them. Nothing is worth going to prison for. It's not. No amount of money, no revenge, none of that stuff is worth it. It stinks in there.
Hmm. And that's one of the reasons why you think
a life sentence is much worse for instance, somebody who would have received a death penalty instead getting a lifelong sentence. That's one of the reasons why you think it's worse, right?
I think that it's certainly not getting. I think it's certainly not getting off. I think that it's a punishment worthy of the death penalty, and many convicts decide that they're going to take their own lives rather
in
than
prison.
In prison rather than do the time.
Because it's easier.
Yeah. It's just that's the way that is. And some of them get very suicidal in their actions, so they end up dying as a result of other things. And essentially it's, you know, death by whatever, you know, suicide by whatever. Mm-hmm. They manage to, you know, make some gang angry and get themselves killed or, you know, whatever manner it is that they go.
Now that this has come out, and since we're still discussing it here, I would have been content just sort of getting it out and getting it done with. But since we're on the subject, since we've talked about sex offenders so many times, and all of the new... And you didn't go in for a sex offense. I don't want anyone to get confused.
No.
But since we've talked about what the government has in store as far as mandates, and the sex offenders have to check in whenever they move somewhere, and they, you know, they can't go within a certain distance of a school area or a park. I mean, there's all these restrictions on sex offenders after the fact. Like now, even to the point with GPS anklets. As somebody who has gone in, gone through the system, has made a better life for himself. Certainly, you can definitely understand how detrimental it can be to wear that scarlet letter for your entire life after you've tried to make a difference, after you've tried to set everything as much as you can set straight in your life, to be forced to carry that weight around, I mean, publicly, is really, I find that outrageous.
I had a friend named George, but I'm not going to tell you his last name, and he went in prison. You know, he got out. He had gone in for a vehicular homicide. He apparently was, one-tenth of a point over whatever limit there was. And then again, so was the other driver, but that doesn't seem to matter because she died. Mm. This is the story that he tells me. I don't know what the facts are in the case. I can only believe what I believe because he told it to me and I believed it. There's plenty of people who told me their stories and I didn't believe it. But George is one of the ones that I did.
Gotcha.
George got out and, you know, he tried to practice the trade that he learned in prison, and he had a very difficult time making it. I'm not saying that he tried hard enough. I don't believe he did. I'm not saying that that makes what he did okay. But George got involved in crime after that,
again,
and organized crime, and he's as to the best of my knowledge, he's back in prison again. And I know quite a few. The the recidivism rate for certain classifications of ex-cons is very high, and it's unfortunate, but a lot of them feel like they can't make things go in the free world because it just gets harder and harder and harder.
The more
you can't
get separated,
is it the
what makes it harder?
Well, I mean, if you can't get a job, Ian.
I see what you mean.
If you can't get a job, if you can't live in a certain place.
The stigma, having that stigma hanging over them makes it more difficult for them to set back into society.
Right. There's there's an adjustment period, and I must say I had an adjustment period. There's an adjustment period when people get out, and during that adjustment period, I guess, I mean, I'm not saying that it's not their fault. It's their fault. But let's make it a little easier for people.
Right.
Like the complaint that I have about gun laws. It's against the law for me to own a firearm.
You can't even vote.
I can vote.
Oh, okay.
I can vote in certain states. I can't vote in Florida.
I see.
I could not vote in Florida, although I did. And I managed to slide through because they have a crappy little system that of screening people. And
you want to admit to that, but okay.
Why? They couldn't. Isn't it just as much their job to screen me out as it is my job to not vote?
I suppose you're right.
I can't own a firearm and protect myself. It's a felony for me to own a firearm.
Right. We had that lady call in from Indianapolis a couple weeks ago who was convicted for selling some cocaine 15 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and now that's still hanging over her head.
Yeah,
it would have been one thing had she just snorted a little cocaine, but because she took the time to sell it to a few friends of hers, all of a sudden now she can't get jobs. She can't do work.
Now, you know, I don't think I'm not saying that convicts shouldn't pay the price, but let's let them return to society. Yeah. Let's not cause
when
the
recidivism.
Yeah, let's not cause the recidivism. And I'm not saying that, you know, that the convicts are absolved of their responsibilities in this, but I am saying let's make it so they can return to society.
Who could disagree with that? Why do we want to have a society?
People that hate convicts?
Why do
people that hate crime?
But it's counterintuitive.
But people don't care. So is the death penalty. So is the death penalty is counterintuitive.
Right.
You're advocating murder because people murder people?
That's one of the neat parts about this book that I'm still in the middle of. I really need to finish one of these days. But it's called The Market for Liberty. And it points out brilliantly how destructive it is, the current justice, so-called justice system that we have, that essentially says that eye for an eye is basically, oh, you've destroyed some value in my life by maybe breaking into my home, stealing things. I'm going to now destroy some value in your life by stealing from you or putting you in jail. Or, for instance, murder. You know, you're taking value from people's lives, and in return, they're taking value from your life, and so everybody loses. Whereas if it's a more of a restitution-based system, okay, yes, stealing from someone, harming someone, you're taking value, but instead of destroying value from that other person's life, you allow them to continue creating wealth and creating value, and you just take a piece of it. You just take a piece out for a restitution sort of a plan.
I think there's a place for prison in society. I think that people...
I'm not talking out against prison.
I understand.
I'm talking about destruction of value in return for destruction of value.
I think that in prison, people should be compensated at some reasonable levels, and that money that they make, a certain amount of it should go to compensating the victims. Yes, I agree with you entirely.
Absolutely. 1-800-259-9231. So whether you want to talk about the prison system, whether you've been on the inside and you can relate, or you just want to go somewhere else completely, this is your show and it is Free Talk Live.
And one last thing I'd like to say, and in relation to the draft, well, all you people that think that the military is a good idea because of the draft, you think the military is a good idea because it teaches people responsibility and all those, you had a good time when you were in the military? I learned responsibility and I learned adulthood in prison. And I think everybody should do at least 3 years hard time, turning big rocks into little rocks. No,
you're
I really
facetious.
Do. I'm not entirely. I think that it was a great experience for me.
More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live is your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. Enjoy them for free at freetalklive.com. But we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. 35 categories of products. You know Amazon. They are the world's largest internet retailer. But if you enter through that link, amazon.freetalklive.com, then anything you buy, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of. So it's a great way to get the shopping done. Get the products you need. You don't even have to leave your living room or your den or wherever it is your computer is. And the stuff's delivered to your door, in many cases with free Super Saver shipping, and it goes to benefit Free Talk Live if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, before we move on, Mark, and we do have other things to talk about tonight.
Believe it or not.
I wanted to give you another chance to explain what you were saying right before the break. You were saying that you benefited from personally from the time you spent in jail.
I absolutely did.
You went in a punk-ass, for lack of a better term, kid with a lack of respect for anything in life at all, I would think. You were just a... You were a jerk.
Yeah, I was.
And I'm honored to have not known you back then, and I'm glad I know you now.
You were rather young at the time.
Yes. And so you went in a real scumbag, and you came out all right. And so you're saying that everybody should spend time in jail. Now, can you explain that a little bit better?
Well, for one, I did find...
Because I feel like you're being facetious.
Maybe to some extent. I'm being as facetious... I'm being facetiously pointing out that people that believe that the draft is a good idea...
The people who've been in the military and who say, I love the military, you should spend 2 years of your life there. Those kind of people, you mean?
Those people, but not all people that advocate the draft even have been in the military. They just think that the military teaches discipline.
They've heard it's a good thing.
The military's good and stuff. That sort of thought process. Well, prison was good for me. It was great for me. It changed my life. And I don't want that time back. I don't feel that I've lost time. Like you... Haven't spent time in prison? I have. I don't feel cheated or jilted in any way.
Right.
So I say, great. If military is good for people, prison was good for me. Let everybody serve a 3-year minimum mandatory sentence. And they can see just how good it is.
Right. But you don't really. You're just being sarcastic. You're making a point, and it's a very good point. You know, but you really wouldn't want to subject people to that loss of their life. In reality... You understand that people pursuing their own livelihoods in whatever way they feel is best is the appropriate way to live life, as long as they're not harming others, which you did at one time, and you paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
800-259-9231, the toll-free number. All right, so I'm all tapped out on this. I think we've pretty much explored it.
Yep.
And so I guess now that it's out in the open, you can be, I guess, honest in the future about...
your time in the pokey, and I think they could be useful to some extent.
It's
not too many people. I mean,
it's something that's not on the radio. G. Gordon Liddy was, but I mean, he went in for political stuff.
Political stuff,
and I think that people, you know, I'm taking responsibility for my crime, and it was a bad one.
Right.
But G. Gordon Liddy committed a burglary. I assume he was involved in the burglary that went down at Watergate, the Watergate Hotel. And, you know, people sort of expect that. They expect the Democrats and the Republicans to play dirty pool with each other and all that stuff. So he kind of gets a pass, you know? I mean,
yeah, how many other talk show hosts can claim this?
None.
But then again, if you – now, okay, so you just can't talk about what actually happened, but you can say I served X amount of time in prison.
I can benefit from being a convict. I can't benefit from what made me a convict.
Gotcha. 800-259-9231, toll-free number. So it'll be interesting to see if this plays out any further. I don't know if the individual who outed you was hoping to damage the show. Personally, I don't believe it's going to do any damage.
Well, I don't think it's going to damage the show either way. If I have to leave as a result, then I will.
Why would you have to leave?
Well,
like, what could possibly happen that would make you have to leave?
I'm not going
to
go over the scenarios because I don't think it'll be helpful.
I see what you're saying. I can't, personally, I can't envision anything that would really be damaging here.
Right.
It would seem to me that if somebody wanted to send out a press release, which we're not going to do, I mean, we're not going to shout it from the rooftops, but at this point, since the cat's out of the bag, there's no point in trying
I think that a press release would probably help us.
You think? Maybe. Could. Generate some controversy, that sort of thing.
I mean, it's a controversial show.
Yeah.
And, you know, then people are going to listen. Program directors like controversial shows.
Well, I think it'll just sort of work in eventually as part of the show, and people who listen inevitably will. Right now, if you're listening now, you know, but if you tune in 3 months from now, you won't know, right? If you're a new listener 3 months from today, you won't necessarily be aware of this. So over time, it'll just sort of work in, and people will sort of will just discover Mark's sordid past, and they'll be okay with it, I think.
I'm somewhat relieved that I don't have to hide it anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You were coming out more personally. Like, to people that you would meet in person, my roommate, for instance, you just sort of blabbed it to him one night, and you'd been getting into the, I guess, the gear of being more open just in general about it.
You know, as you move farther from it, it becomes less and less important. I mean, we're talking about something that occurred 19 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's not that big of an issue, you know, in life. So I'm more comfortable about it. And also, I work for myself. I don't work for anybody else now. So I don't have to worry about that particular stigma. And that's always the problem. The problem wasn't finding, you know, women to date, high-caliber women, quite honestly.
Mm-hmm. You've got a very nice lady right now.
I do. You know, high-caliber one, better than I deserve. And I've had them all along the way. It's really about, you know, the hardest
stigma.
Part is getting a job.
That job, anti-job stigma that applies to
I would imagine that I might have a difficult time being, say, a big brother from Big Brothers, Big Sisters, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, maybe there might be some problems adopting a child, you know, a foster child or something like that. I can't go to Canada. I can't.
Really?
Can't go to Canada.
Just because they don't want felons in Canada?
That's it. I went to Canada to visit a friend shortly after getting out and spent a night in the nicest jail I have ever seen. I mean, people were offering cigarettes in articulate English voices. I mean, it was just
really?
Amazing. It was amazing to me.
Wow.
If you're going to do time, do it in Canada.
Wait, so was it actually a Canadian jail or was
yes.
it a border jail?
It was a border jail. It was the jail whence they sent people, convicts trying to cross the border.
I see. So they put you in for a night and then let you go back to the United States?
Then I saw some magistrate-type person, some person with some name besides Judge.
Yeah.
And that person said, "You're not allowed in Canada anymore, son. Get out."
Wow.
That was it. Yeah.
And see you later.
If you come back, you're in big old trouble.
Did they escort you across the border?
They absolutely did. And then the United States Customs Guards went through my van with a dog.
Can you go to other countries, or is it generally?
I've been to many, many countries and haven't had that problem.
Huh.
I haven't had a problem getting a passport.
Well, Canada is missing out on you. 800-259-9231. You take control.
I'd like to go to Montreal and spend some money.
Bring up whatever's on your mind. All right, so we're done with that. Mark, of course, same old Mark. Nothing has changed except that a little bit of information has come out here. And I'm interested to see what, if any, there will be, what blowback from this that we will experience. Personally, I don't predict any. I don't want to sound too cocky on that or anything like that. I can't see. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? A station drops off because they're concerned about the controversy? I can't imagine that. I don't see that happening. I mean, there have been more controversies.
Some advertiser doesn't want to advertise because he's speaking to a convicted killer?
That could be.
Thought.
Could be possible.
It doesn't. I don't think that that's going to be the case. I mean, I've been in advertising quite some time, met a few ex-cons. You know?
I bet.
So.
All right, so there you go. All right, so on the way, coming up here, in fact, we might as well get it started. The story out of Yonkers, New York. A teacher has been barred from classes for having his 7th grade students draw male genitalia on the blackboard during health class. Can you imagine?
Well, I mean, it's health class.
Right.
Aren't they supposed to do that?
You would think. When I was in high school, we had a genitalia coloring contest.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I must say that there was a period in my life, it wasn't high school, when I didn't know what the female genitalia was, mm-hmm. where it was located precisely. I think that some of these courses are good.
Actually, wait a minute. No, it wasn't in high school, the genitalia coloring contest. I was in 6th grade when we had the genitalia.
In 6th grade, I couldn't pin the tail on the vulva, as it were.
The teacher, whose name was not made public, was assigned to administrative duties, and Superintendent Bernard Perozio will ask trustees to fire him. Yonkers School bureaucrat Geraldine Feierstein said Friday, quote, "There was no way we were going to let him be in front of children." Pierozzo said the teacher opened a lesson on human anatomy and sexuality by asking students in a class of boys and girls to volunteer to come to the board to draw male anatomy. Feierstein said the state's 7th grade curriculum calls for the anatomy lessons, but, quote, "As a teacher, you have to be sensitive, and you have to look at the age appropriateness of any activity that you would ask a child to do. And this was just not appropriate. Now, I'd like to know why. What was it about this that wasn't appropriate? If you agree that it wasn't, I'd like to hear from you at 800-259-9231. What's wrong with drawing genitalia on a chalkboard? And would there have been the same similar objection to me engaging in the genitalia coloring contest back in 6th grade? Come back with more. Hour 2's on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The IDL.